All right, the after show is on. It is Monday, June the 5th. Welcome into the little podcast thing that we do. David's fresh off his weekend in Little Rock at Riverfest.
It was fun. We had a good time.
Skin, because we didn't really talk about skin.
Yeah,
basically you were kind of saying there was a lot of skin.
There was.
I want you to tell us the most revealing in detail outfit that you saw at Riverfest on a girl.
There was a girl who was wearing a very tight shirt who did not have a bra on.
What color was the shirt?
I don't know, like kind of similar to Brandon's maybe.
Kind of a purplish?
Maybe a purplish red type thing.
Okay, really, so you couldn't see through it.
No, you couldn't see through it, but you could see everything else.
She's printing.
Yeah.
She was imprinting.
Imprinting.
It looked like a shirt design almost.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It was interesting.
How long did you follow her?
Pretty much the entire time. I lost Rachel. I didn't know where she went.
Okay, so did Rachel see it too?
I think maybe she did.
Trust me, she saw it.
You think she did?
I think I even asked her, like, did you see that? I can't remember what she said, though. Maybe I was so focused on other things. No, but those girls, it was like Hangout Fest, Coachella. I mean, it's getting to that level at Riverfest. It kind of threw me off.
Ooh, see, I think that's cool, and she hates it, I can tell.
No, I hate it, and it was completely for a reason that you wouldn't understand yet. It was not for. It wasn't that I hate it. It was that I have a 13-year-old stepdaughter, and she loves music, and I know she's going to want to go places. And on my Instagram and just scrolling through pictures this weekend, I saw several girls that are unbelievably beautiful, absolutely beautiful girls, that it just hurt my heart a little bit to see how some of them were dressed, because I'm all about, like, especially like I'm 40 now, and I'm like, you know what? I really wish I would have shown off a little bit more when I could, you know, like, because it leaves you within a second, especially if you have a good body when you're in your 20s, you do, you have kids, and then all of a sudden it's you're a mom, and all of a sudden you're 40, then you're 50, and you're like, man, I would have killed for a body like that 20 years ago. And you miss it. And so you think about stuff like that. But some of the girls, they just wear things that really make them look trashy, and like really trashy. Like
there was some of that.
Was there?
Yeah.
People that I wouldn't
pretty
want.
People, like, because sometimes, you know, there's people like they just don't know any better. But there's some people who dress like that on purpose because that's how they want to look, and that's how the Kardashians look when they go. That's how,
but,
you know, Kendall and Kylie and.
I mean, if you want to wear that kind of stuff, you know, it's kind of like whatever with me. I don't care. But when you're like acting stupid too, like they're drunk on top of it, and then I saw some girls like grinded on each other, and I mean literally like from me to Kelly, they were grinding all over each other and twerking in front of me, and I was like, what are you doing, you know?
It's just alcohol talking. I mean, I get it though, especially when you're there with the person who's going to be your wife.
Yeah,
or that's uncomfortable.
It was
it's
a little
just
bit awkward.
Some attention stuff.
I was watching them like, and then they were taking pictures of it and putting it on social media.
Yeah,
you know, you could just see it all, like,
And a lot of them don't understand that stuff's going to be around forever. And when they're 25, 28, 30, and they're trying to get a professional job, some of that stuff is going to pop up. And
then there was a girl who was like hugging on this dude behind us. And they were like going, swaying back and forth with the music. And Rachel's like, oh, look at them. We should do that. And I was like, Rachel, I think she's passed out on him.
Oh, no. He's holding her up.
Yeah, there's a reason he's holding on to her.
Literally, not even like 2 minutes later, she was throwing up right next to us.
Oh, that's gross.
And I was like,
you still think that's sweet, Rachel?
Yeah.
Yeah, you still want to do that? No,
so did y'all have anything to drink?
I had two beers, and she had like a margarita or something. It was $10.
But like legit, you guys were probably out of the whole place, some of the more sober people in the place.
Oh yeah. I mean, I was more people watching through a lot of that stuff. I mean,
Billy Currington, fun to go people watching.
Yeah, Billy Currington was great, but then we had some dudes that were in front of us that were really obnoxious and stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And you know,
that ruins a concert. That really does.
Yeah, because they were so loud. Like they were taking over from the concert experience. I was watching them more than I was Billy Currington up on stage.
I forget where we were.
There was
It was all three of us with our spouses, girlfriend, whatever. And and you got, me and Leslie were laughing at you because you got so mad. I forget. There's a few people in front of us that were acting crazy.
And I want to have fun at a concert too.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't try to make the concert about me.
Right. And Leslie was, I was like, what is wrong with him? And she was like, we were all laughing at you because you were getting so upset.
Because there are some people who just get a drink in, and then they act obnoxious, and it drives me crazy too.
Well, they're typically the ones at the end of the night that end up getting in trouble too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I mean, it basically goes like that. The people who are there just to have a good time and chill with their spouse should be allowed to just chill with their spouse or their girlfriend or whatever it might be.
Right. I think I drive Rachel crazy at concerts though, because I'm never that over the top person at a concert. I might sing to one or two songs, but for the most part, I'm just kind of standing there watching the whole thing. And Rachel's like trying to bump me and get me to dance. I'm like, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, see, Leslie's the same way with me. Now, the only time really, and it's the truth.
Garth.
That's it.
Yeah, that was like
that's
that
the only one, man, where it's like I sing every word and I don't care. Because he has this weird power over the room to where I feel like I'm the only one there. Like I'm still in my shower or something.
Yeah.
And nobody can hear around me. It's weird.
It does. He does have
that
power.
He's so good like that.
Like that Rascal Flatts concert at the Convo. It was a good show, but Rachel she was mad at me because I wasn't like dancing along with her and singing along. She thought I was having the worst time ever, and I was having a good time, but I think it was like a Thursday or a Friday, so I was wore out and I had to get up early the next day.
I think sometimes as girls, that's how we are. We're fangirls, so and we're used to singing loud in our cars. We don't care what it sounds like, and that's just how we are.
And guys are more worried about, I got to look cool. We got to look cool.
Yeah, you're not typically the ones that are going to get up in front of people and sing, so.
Yeah. So Riverfest, reports from you are good, obviously, when you have an event like that, a few too many drinks can affect some people. So.
No, we went Friday. Didn't even go Saturday because it was raining and all that kind of stuff. So we just decided not to go. But Friday was a fun time.
So David's also upset at one of his roommates. He lives with two guys.
I'm not upset.
Well, basically, your roommate has stole your thunder.
He has not stolen any kind of thunder from me.
So David's roommate, Josh. David's upset because Josh did not tell them.
I'm not upset. You're making up a story.
Okay, you're
mad. We're just reading your face, your facial expression.
You said you were mad.
I was surprised because he didn't mention anything to us. So
because he should have cleared this with you first.
He shouldn't have cleared anything
with me. Because
you
are going to propose.
I was super happy. I was stupid. Shut up.
So he proposed to you over the weekend?
My roommate? No.
I'm so confused. Wait.
You guys are making up stupid stories now.
Okay.
Do I have it wrong?
Wait, start over again.
You proposed to him.
So he proposed to his girlfriend.
Yeah,
that's a shocker, right? He proposed to his girlfriend of over 5 years.
That's a shocker.
Anyway.
So he proposes, and you're mad because he didn't tell you. He didn't clear it with you.
No, I'm not mad.
He didn't okay the ring.
I was surprised that he did it without letting us know. That was more of like the thing with me.
How long has he been your roommate?
2 years, but we were friends, 2 years before then.
So is this, are you mad at him?
No.
Because he did not tell you, or because if he bails, then you have to pay more rent.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at anything. If he moves
but
out.
But which one is the more of a bigger problem?
If you were have to lean one way.
I'm not.
If you were going to be mad, which one would you be more mad at him for?
Exactly.
Leaving you to pay more rent or asking his girlfriend to marry him before you asked your girlfriend?
Yes.
I don't care about any of that.
Is
but
it
if
still
you
true,
had to pick.
So is it still true that you want to beat him up later on today?
That is not true at all. I don't want to get in a fight with him at all.
Could you beat him up?
No.
Is it still true that you think he used to be in better shape 2 years ago?
He just rolled his eyes at you.
I can't win.
Is it still true that you used to have a crush on his girlfriend?
No, that is not true. I'm trying to tell you the true story about what happened.
Go ahead.
Okay.
So I was sitting in my friend's house in Little Rock, because I haven't been there yet, the guy I graduated high school with that I hung out with this weekend. Mm. So I was sitting in his living room, about to beat you up.
I have a frog in my throat.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Kermit.
Kermit the Frog. Mm-hmm. Doesn't surprise me. Anyway, so
it's Kermit the Frog here, and I'm hanging out with David in my house.
So we were hanging out, and I got this text from I call him Vic, from Vic, and it said, "Hey, just proposed to my girlfriend, and just want to let you know." And it was like her hand and a ring and all
that's
that.
It's awesome, though, really.
Yeah, it was great news, but the first thing I sent back was, "Is this real?" Because he has a tendency to mess with me like y'all do, and I didn't believe him at first, and then I had to text Cope and be like, "Hey, is this true?" And he's like, "Yeah, apparently." Then he called me and told me the kind of the story of what was going on. I was like, "Holy crap, this is actually a real thing."
So now your girlfriend has to see another friend get married, and you're probably going to be invited to another wedding. You might even be in the wedding.
I probably would be in that wedding.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
It's like you guys are at every wedding that happens.
I know. I don't even know what to think about it. It's kind of crazy.
So if he moves out, who moves in?
I don't know. Like, I really don't know what that situation would look like.
You mean to find somebody?
No.
Did you hear? Did you hear the story?
What story?
There was a story on a roommate situation that went bad.
Oh, I know which one you're talking about.
You know which one I'm talking about?
I don't.
Okay, so the roommate story goes bad, and it's a parent here who has children who are out of college, and they wanted out of the rent or whatever the situation was, and they weren't going to let her kids out. So she went and found a replacement roommate on Craigslist.
Oh, yeah.
And allowed that person to move into the room they were paying for. Can you imagine that?
Oh, and it got bad. I think the other people moved out within like a month or two.
And left the person. Yeah, it was bad.
It was a really bad situation.
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy.
Yeah.
I have a rapper over here, and I'm not talking about Chance.
Eminem.
Or Kendrick. I'm talking about a rapper for a fiber brownie.
Yeah, they're good.
Fiber brownie.
They're good.
Well, because I look over and I thought he was eating a Reese's peanut butter.
That sounds
cup.
Like an oxymoron.
A fiber brownie.
Mm-hmm.
That's
Does it
creepy.
Smell good?
It's more like dog food.
Smelling it.
Here, smell it.
It's clearly not dog food because I found it in the brownies.
It does kind of smell like chocolate dog food.
Yeah.
Why is everyone bash? Is this David Bash Day that I just missed?
No, we love you, David.
I'm calling the rest of the day off.
So you found this in the brownie section you were about to say?
Yes.
There's a brownie
like
section.
Like the fiber section or whatever. Like the breakfast bars.
Breakfast bars.
So I was asking him, and again, he got me. He's so easy to irritate.
He's been
today.
Very defensive today.
Is it still true that you're constipated?
No. Okay. The podcast has been long enough.
Nope,
we will talk to you all tomorrow. Bye-bye. Have a good day.
You know, when people buy fiber, they buy fiber.
Metamucil.
To stay regular.
Yeah.
I mean, if I were to want a freaking brownie, I'd just buy a damn brownie.
Yeah, just get a brownie.
Why don't you get a fiber one?
Because it's... Never mind.
No, go ahead.
Because it's good for him.
It's better for me than a normal brownie.
It's a naturally flavored baked bar.
Yeah.
That sounds like dog food.
I'll give you some dog food.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's actually really good.
All right.
Only 90 calories.
Kelly has a swing up in her house.
And it's not a sex swing. Y'all keep making it sound horrible.
No, we didn't say
that. Y'all
just
keep saying, oh, Kelly has a swing up in her house. It's a yoga trapeze.
That is so weird.
That sounds ridiculous.
Y'all don't want me saying trapeze.
Well, because it sounds like you're going to go fly through the circus and have an elephant around or something.
But maybe that's true. I might be working on that.
So can you hold yourself up in the air? Because it's kind of like I picture the people like the acrobats at the circus. What do they call them?
The acrobats?
Is that what they call them?
I think so.
But how they can hold themselves up on those rings.
Well, you're thinking about doing like the Iron Cross with the rings. Yeah. No, I can't do that. No.
But you can. You said you were upside down.
Well, but you wrap your legs like they have these. It's parachute material. And there's three different handles. So there's one up top, there's one in the middle, and there's one down low. So it depends on how your body's hanging. So you can hang down. It just depends on.
Well, mine doesn't hang much. So where would I hang?
Oh, yours would definitely be a really, really short.
Over to the left.
Y'all are awful people.
Oh, you blame it on me. You do this kind of crap all the time.
Stop making fun of my shortcomings.
Anyway.
It's not the motion. What is it?
It's not the motion in the ocean. It's how you wiggle your worm.
Whoa.
I think that's different.
I think you're thinking of something
that's
else.
That's two different ones. I put two different ones together.
It's the size of the ship.
Yeah.
It's not the size of the ship. It's the motion
in the ocean. So it's not the size of the worm. It's how it wiggles.
Okay. This is the official wrap of the after show.
My father-in-law says that.
What? Give me one of your sayings, David.
I can't say them.
Give me one of them.
No.
I have my hand on the bleep button.
No.
Look, it's right here.
You have to bleep the whole thing.
That's fine.
I'm not doing it.
Look,
please.
I have it right here.
Uh-uh.
Oh my gosh, that hurt.
Give us one of your sayings,
please. I'm not saying anything. No.
Go ahead.
No! Stop trying
to give us one
me.
Of yours,
You're
Brandon.
Get me in trouble.
I gave you one.
What?
The thing about the ship in the ocean.
Oh. Well, I gave you the one about the worm.
There's got to be more than that.
Come on, David.
I'm not saying any of these.
Why are you embarrassed about that?
Because you'll use it against me somehow.
I will
not.
Well,
we said stuff.
I'm not doing it. I refuse.
Oh, that's real nice.
Y'all have been mean to me this morning, so I'm not going
to
do it.
We're not ever mean to be mean.
You were earlier.
It's all in
you
good fun.
How did I hurt your feelings?
Because you were trying to say that I'm mad at my roommate.
Does that really bother you?
No, it really doesn't. I'm just joking with you because I'm seriously not going to say any kind of reference.
You just don't want to say sexual euphemism. Euphemism.
Euphemism.
Euthanism.
Euthanize me.
Listen, Dr. Kevorkian.
You know Dr. Kevorkian?
No. Oh, wait. Maybe.
What was he? What did he do? Was he the assisted suicide?
Yes.
Guy? Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, I remember that now. Didn't he get in a lot of trouble for that? Go to prison?
Yeah, I don't think he's alive anymore, though. Didn't
I don't
he pass
remember.
Away?
I think so.
So Kelly has her sex swing up. We'll
it
find
is
out more about that.
A sex swing.
David's all gone over. Is it still true that you installed those cameras?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All over.
Still not
15
true.
15 separate angles.
It's never been true.
Hey, legit. When you guys watch the Nashville Predators game, does it ever make you wish we lived in Nashville?
A little bit. Like Nashville would be so cool.
Oh, my gosh. Like, legit, I thought I was going to live there. So we were prepped to live there. And yeah. I was so excited about just, you know, the different areas. Because Nashville has distinct areas. Mm-hmm. Like, well, I'm in East Nashville. And East Nashville is kind of known for this. And West Nashville is known for this. Mm-hmm. They all kind of have their things. Mm-hmm. And then that Broadway area by the Bridgestone Arena, man. It was overrun with people down there to see the Predators game.
I've heard it called Nash Vegas, too. Is it kind of like that? Like a country Vegas type thing?
Yeah, but I was in Vegas, too. And Vegas had an element of being, I don't know.
I would love to go to Las Vegas.
Like, there's really cool stuff in Vegas, right? Mm-hmm. Like, there's beautiful buildings and beautiful lights.
Yeah.
And the shows are awesome.
The people are beautiful.
But there's, like, an underbelly that's almost kind of like the sexual underbelly is kind of a little bit like...
A little bit too much sometimes.
Because it's all the way out there. Mm-hmm. Like, there's people on the streets handing you cards for hookers.
Yeah.
Right? Whatever you call them, prostitutes.
Yeah.
For brothels.
Prostitution is legal.
Right.
Dude, you can have them come to your hotel room and it's not illegal.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa. That's kind of crazy.
Is it still true that when you were in Vegas,
Stop
you called
it.
Up
Don't even look at me. Don't even look at me on the it's still true stuff.
No, legit. Nashville to me, because I've been to a lot of big cities. And like, I love Dallas because that's home.
Mm-hmm.
But like, if I could move anywhere, it would be Nashville.
Really?
It's nice.
Would you actually live in Nashville or kind of like outside of Nashville a little bit, like one of the subdivisions or whatever?
Yeah, we were looking in Hendersonville. It's like 15 minutes up the road, 20 minutes up the road.
Is traffic bad in Nashville?
Yeah, it can be, especially if you're on 65, like going toward from Nashville to Louisville. It can be pretty bad.
I have friends and some family that live in Franklin.
Yeah, that's a nice area. Mm-hmm. Is that where Baber lives?
Actually, I think he does
I think
live
he moved to
in Franklin.
Franklin. Yeah. Hmm. But there's still, like, there's nice areas all around it.
Yeah.
But like Hendersonville is where my friend Jeff Jarrett lives, so the idea was that we were going to have the office in Hendersonville. And all
I just that. Wonder how...
No, you got to be prepared to stop. It's stop and go traffic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've never been there, so just traffic-wise. That's like, I always have this paranoia in my head about how bad traffic is. Like that Garth concert we went to, mm-hmm. I had serious, like, almost an anxiety attack on the way up there.
You have to give yourself plenty of time to
get
around.
Oh, we did. I mean, we went to the Tin Roof, like, before the show, and we, you know, got seats, and by the time the concert was about to start or people start letting in, it was standing room only. So we had these tables, and we were like, holy crap, we got here super early, and this has been kind of fun.
You know, that's good. Is that the time when you were recognized for being David the Barrel
yes,
Boy?
Yes, it actually was.
It's awesome.
Yeah, from like across the restaurant, she came over and took a picture.
I love it when David's recognized.
I do too. It makes me happy for him.
Me too.
Happened at Wings to Go once. I was getting
It
my
happened
food.
In Paragold at a gas station.
I forgot about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it did happen in a gas station.
And I was there and got to see it, and it was very special for me.
It's special for David too.
It is.
So, anyway,
fun.
Y'all ready to move to Nashville?
Let's move to Nashville.
Sure.
We could just send the show in.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, let's build a studio inside your home, and we can all live together.
I'm just going to email the show.
Okay.
Here's the show.
Yeah.
Here's the show.
It's on your email.
Yes.
No, legit. So, Nashville plays tonight. I'm going to watch that game. There's Monday Night Raw on TV tonight. Mm-hmm. What do you have planned for the day?
I will probably be working, and then I'll do a kickboxing class, maybe.
All right. What about you?
Budgeting.
Budgeting? What do you mean?
Budgeting.
He's going to spend the night with Dave Ramsey.
Oh, that's great. Ramsey's in Nashville, too. You could.
There you go. You could get a job with Ramsey.
Actually, legitimately, I know someone who works for Dave Ramsey.
Are you serious?
Yeah, she used to work for TNA, the wrestling company.
I would love to go meet Dave Ramsey.
And she now works for Dave Ramsey. And somebody else, there's two people I know that now work for Dave Ramsey.
Really?
Yeah.
Golly, that'd be so cool just to, like, know him. Because that guy's so cool on... Not only will he save you money and get you out of debt, but he'll let you like live your life if you kind of go by his philosophies.
Yeah.
So it's really, really neat. So I try to, you know, do some things He has like a whole budgeting thing online that I go after.
Is it the envelopes where you put aside so
it's
much money?
Not the envelopes. It's a website. It's called everydollar.com. So you basically like set your own budget and you can submit like, hey, you've, you know, done too much here, or hey, you still have like $100 here you can spend or whatever. So,
really?
Mm-hmm. It's actually a pretty good website.
So the old envelope trick was because we tried it a couple times because my brother-in-law and my sister-in-law swear by it, right? Mm-hmm. And they did. But when I tried it, I'd get so angry. Like, we've already used our eating out money, but I'm hungry. Or what do you mean I can't spend any more money at the grocery store?
It's all about discipline with that kind of stuff, you know?
Yeah, and if you really want to save money, you have to have discipline.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I have to have help in being disciplined. I'm just saying.
Why did you look at... You looked at me like it was my responsibility.
No, I'm just saying. I didn't look at... It was just more
like... You looked at a white... Like it's the wife responsibility.
My wife likes to buy stuff. Like legitimately, we went out yesterday to buy something. And $45 later, we hadn't even found what she wanted. Because Kai needed a toy. She wanted to get something to eat. And then there was something else. She bought a birdhouse and bird seed.
Well, you have a bird thing, so I get that.
The birds have to eat, Brandon.
Right. We need to feed the birds.
You have to take care of the birds and the squirrels.
You have
and the
to do your part in the environment.
Thank you.
Yeah, you need to take care of them.
Unfortunately, my money's doing my part for a lot. All right. So, what are you budgeting?
Just like for the month. So, for June, I'm not budgeting that.
Quit putting if you like it, then you should put it right.
Yeah, I'm not.
That's the country version.
Uh-huh. No, so you know, I have like set expenditures.
That's right.
Expenses, whatever. So I have my rent. My retirement funds I'm putting money into and all this kind of stuff.
And you started early with that. I wish everybody started early.
Well, I mean, it's like when I go and talk to my financial advisors, it's like, it's really good. You're starting so early. Not a lot of people do this. And I try to, you know, give off the same advice to other people, but they don't tend to listen.
Could you give the advice to me, please?
Yeah.
Because legit, like, it's all great to have that. And like, I used to have so much, not a lot. But I had more money in the bank before kids and wife and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And then, like, you get married, and you're like, dang, where does it go?
See, that's why I'm in a weird spot with Rachel because she has no interest in that kind of stuff, and I'm just, like, trying to nudge her
in
that
what,
way.
In saving money?
And not so much saving money, but just, like, sitting down and getting that kind of stuff done, you know, like a budget. And she's like, I don't want to do any of this. Puts her head on the table and all that kind of stuff. So I'm like,
I get it though, because yeah, I don't like doing it either.
It's super boring work, but I feel much better when I set it and then I stick to it. And then if I don't spend, you know, this amount on groceries this month, well, hey, that's money I can put back because I don't need to spend that kind of money. I don't need to go to the movies or go buy a movie or anything like that.
Sure.
I have my entertainment budget, stick to it.
What is it? Give me an idea.
Oh gosh, like maybe $100 for the whole month, something like that.
That's good.
And then groceries are like $300, and then I have my rent.
See, I didn't figure you'd even give yourself $300 in groceries. I didn't figure you'd do
that. Oh, I go over. So if I do hit that number, I'm like, okay, that's fine. But if I don't hit that number, I'm like, okay, cool. I can go put that here. I can add to my mutual fund, or I can put that in my Roth, or I can put that in life insurance. You know, and then
that's so much work.
Isn't that like it's smart though?
And then I'm meeting with another financial person on Wednesday. I got a phone call from a friend of mine who's an intern over there, and I'm like, oh, all this stuff. But I like doing that.
Don't forget to live a little bit.
I do live. I have my entertainment budget I stick to, and my alcohol budget, and my going out to eat budget.
Is it still true that you're addicted to strip clubs?
Oh, so true, because we have so many in the city of Jonesboro. It's unbelievable.
Well, I know. That's why you leave town.
The underground places that you don't know
underground.
About.
The underground.
Oh, where are they?
I'll bring
Tell
you with
Brandon
me.
About it.
If they're underground, my wife will never catch me there.
You see, what's great about early morning radio is you can say, hey, honey, I got to go in super early. We have this thing we need to do. I'll just... And then we can actually go to the underground clubs.
At 4 o'clock in the morning?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, at 2:30.
So when you're going on your mile run.
Oh.
Hey, honey, I got to go run a couple of miles. I'll be back. In reality, I'm picking you up and we're going clubbing.
Oh, gosh.
You know how uncool we'd be in a club?
Yes.
And awkward.
It would be very awkward.
Oh, yeah, it'd be fun, though.
David would get out to check his phone. I think he's taking pictures. Put it up! All right, we got to go.
Yep.
We're late. So have a great day, and we'll talk to you back here tomorrow.